Hello, everyone, and welcome to Confessions of an Actress. I'm your host, Meredith Patterson. I am so thankful you guys have been patient for this episode because I was waiting for us to announce a Biden-Harris presidency because as of right now, which it is about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, mountain time where I am, Biden is in the lead. And, you know, you guys know this is not a political podcast, but this is literally the only news that's happening right now. And I even canceled my interview for this Friday, which was going to be my dad. I pushed my dad to next week, you guys, because I wanted to have this confession and talk to you guys about how exciting it is for our democracy. And this is important as an actress because it's important to have an amazing leader in our country to help us through this pandemic, to just help us get back to normal. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted with the drama, and I'm an actress. Oh my God. And I'm so sick of the drama. So let's get to what we know. Right now, President Trump, and you guys, if you know me in my podcast, you know it's very hard for me to say the P word, but President Trump has said that he will not succeed the office if Biden is announced. But Biden and Harris are leading in key battleground states right now. And I know that everyone's been glued to the TV like me. Regardless of what side you voted for, we are a polarized nation. You know that the numbers don't lie. And if you have any sort of faith in our democracy, which it's obvious that people do because more people voted in this election than in the past 100 years, you guys. That's huge. And that's actually really hopeful for me. I find that that makes me excited that people are engaged and they think that their vote matters. And it clearly does. And what's so awesome is that we are doing what we're supposed to be doing right now. We are literally engaged in democracy, which has built this country. And as an actress and an artist, this is a form of expression that I love. You have to be in it to win it. You have to be in the game of life and in our country to be able to engage in politics or have opinions about things because you know that you were a part of it, right? Am I making sense or am I just rattling on? Because I literally have been waiting to say this episode for a couple days now because I'm just waiting for the results. But I know that even if the results are a Biden-Harris presidency, which all the arrows are leaning towards that, there's going to be close to 70 million people in this country who are sad that Biden and Harris, or maybe violent and mad that Biden is the president. And I have to say, even in this whole waiting and the voting process and all of that, he has been more presidential. And you have to agree with me on this. The way that he has been, and I know he's speaking tonight, he's speaking very soon, actually, to the country. The past three speeches that he's given have been very presidential. They've been very unifying. And we all know that Trump's speech that he gave last night was very dividing and actually dangerous to our democracy. So with that alone said, I mean, regardless of his policies or anything, just that statement alone and that knowledge alone, which you really kind of can't deny, it's pretty amazing that he hasn't lost all of his followers, that all of the Republicans have turned their backs on him. And I hope they do. I really do, because when you say that an election is fraudulent because you're not winning, when you say an election is you're being cheated, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm usually not this stumbling over my words, but to say that really, you know, it ebbs away at what is the foundation of this country. It really ebbs away at the Constitution. We have a right to vote, and there are people who have literally died to give us that right. So every vote counts. We count the votes, and whoever wins, wins. I already made it up in my mind on Tuesday night when I was watching the numbers, knowing that the in-person votes were being counted first, and then the 100 million of all the people who, because of the pandemic and whatever other reason, mailed in their votes, like myself, those were counted later. I was actually sad to see our country still so polarized that no matter what Trump has done to this country and to people and to the division, it's undeniable, regardless of what you think of him or what you think of what he's done. The polarization of this country is palpable, and Biden is going to inherit that if he is the president, which I believe he will be. He's going to inherit that polarization. This is changing culture. This is going to change the culture and, oh my God, so many things in America. It's going to change the arts in America because we are going to follow that because life imitates art and art imitates life. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're like not into politics at all, just know that this moment in history of our country is going to change the arts that you do. It's going to change the people who are artists because that's how they're influenced. They're influenced by what I call big magic, which is Elizabeth Gilbert's book that I love so much. But she inspires us. Big magic inspires us. And what that is things that happen in your life and in culture and in America and in the world influence you as an artist, influence you the way you sing about something, the way you sing a lyric. My husband and I decided to cover the song American Tune by Paul Simon, and we posted it to my Facebook page and my IGTV under Mayor Patterson. So we posted that because I was inspired to sing that. And I'm glad that I did because that is exactly what we have to do as artists during this time. And what we have to do as artists anyway. We have to stop judging ourselves and just my husband and I both were like, oh my God, we don't know the song. We've heard it a few times, but we just jumped onto the couch and he learned the chords. And I, you see me in the video looking at the lyrics, but that's not the point. The point is that the song American Tune was written by Paul Simon when Nixon was elected and when the Vietnam War was happening and there was a lot of turmoil and division in the country. And I said, this is the song that we all have to listen to and try to unify because we are divided. And I really hope that people go and watch that song or don't listen to my version of it. You can listen to Paul Simon's version of it that he did in 1975, the year I was born. Listen to Sean Colvin's version of it. Listen to so many people have covered this song, but it is a song that we really need to think about how we came to this point in our country, how we came to this point in the pandemic, how we come back from it, because I am exhausted at fighting. You guys, aren't you exhausted with fighting with each other? There doesn't need to be such division. And I really feel calmer when I hear Biden talk. Now, that's because I like Biden. I am inspired by him. Trump makes me mad because he's a narcissistic sociopath and he's by psychologists been called that, which I agree because I was married to one. Sorry, it's the truth. My point is, you guys, in coming on here and doing this really fast episode, because it's not going to be long, I really wanted it to be, I really did want it to be a celebration, and I wanted to talk about the unity, and I wanted to talk about all the things I've been talking about, but not with this hanging what if. But I think that hanging what if is going to be happening because Trump will not leave. Which, thank you, Bill Maher. You've been saying that for almost 2 years now. And really trying to understand, those of you guys who did vote for Trump and you're listening to this and you're, giving me the finger, go ahead. But I'm saying that you guys need to really understand that I, in talking about my ex-husband and I used to be married to a narcissistic sociopath, they can be very charming with their lies. They can be very, very charming and the kind of person who will lure you in and then slowly, say things or do things that you're like, what the hell? That's crazy. And then go, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do it because they're a sociopath. They don't have any feelings towards anyone but themselves. A narcissist, that is what they are. And I think when you start healing from having Trump as a quote unquote leader, you're going to see, I say this all the time, history will show, you are going to see how toxic he was. He is going to go down in history as one of the most toxic presidents. And like Hitler, and I know I have been told that I am extreme by comparing him to this, but the word Hitler is connected to hate, evil of just unbelievable mass. But the word Trump is going to be associated with the same. Maybe not in the same murderous way, because Hitler was an absolute psychotic murderer. But Trump has also killed so many people with this virus by not warning anybody until months after. And then also not wearing a mask, not leading us, not helping us to heal and not spread this virus. So there's that, that he's killed a lot of people. But he's also, he has brainwashed so many people, including my own sister, including family members, into believing that he is strong, into believing that he is a leader. And he has caused division and hate and separation and pain and caged children. There are so many things aside from the fact that he's an adulterer. He lies literally every day. He's a fear-monger. When you say the word Trump, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, it will go down in history as one of the most toxic times in our country. And I am so glad to know that I recognize that. But listen, I was with somebody who was toxic in my life for 10 years, and I didn't really see it. I excused it away. Now, he wasn't as toxic as Trump, because let's just face it, he's not. But he was pretty toxic to me. And it's an interesting thing, because it took me going to therapy with a psychologist to actually see that he was a narcissist and a sociopath. So I understand where you're coming from if you voted for Trump, or you even support Trump, if you actually think he's fighting for you. Anyone who is who makes less than $400,000 a year, he doesn't give a shit about you. He doesn't care. He wouldn't invite you to Mar-a-Lago. I know this because I know people who have been around him, and it's blaringly clear to me. But for some reason, people who are the middle class, who are the hardworking people of this country, somehow believe that he is fighting for you. And it's such a lie. It's such a bold-faced lie. And I hope to God, when Biden, who actually is from the middle class, he actually is from Pennsylvania, he actually grew up from nothing, as opposed to Trump. Trump is one of those rich wannabe billionaires who looks down upon people. And it's funny, living in Montana, I've really never seen so many Republican ads that have gone out that are positive, and then so many, like, you know, leftist liberal ads that are dogging liberals. And what's really funny is to actually listen to it, I am shocked how a lot of the ads would talk about, you know, this person was a billionaire from, you know, New Jersey. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? You're voting for someone who is a quote unquote billionaire from New York City, who was raised with a silver spoon in his mouth. He is literally the epitome of what people in this state of Montana should hate, because he would walk in somewhere. If he walked into one of your houses, he wouldn't even do that. He would look down on you, and does look down on you. So what's my point? I don't know what my point is. I've gone on a tangent, but I just want people who have been conned by Trump to not be angry at Biden, or angry at people who are quote unquote leftist extremists, because that would be me. If you think that of me, I'm not extreme about anything. I'm passionate about people's rights and people taken care of. And that's including people. I mean, I'm from the middle class. My family is middle class, and we always have been. I have been very vocal about how I feel about fiscal responsibility. I'm actually more Republican than I am anything in terms of my financial want for people. I want people to keep money in their pockets, but they're not going to with someone like Trump. He doesn't care about you. So I'm hoping history will show that Trump was toxic. History will then show it's going to take a whole hell of a lot for Biden to turn this country around and for us to come together. We would have not survived another Trump election. He would have divided us even more to the point of civil war. I believe it. And I still am a little scared. I still am not celebrating knowing that it's secure and in the bag, because I believe Trump is going to try everything he can to win, because that's what narcissists and sociopaths do. They want to win for themselves, which is why, you guys, he spread the virus by doing all these rallies. I'm really sad for all those people, because I hope they don't get sick. I hope they don't die. I really do. I'm not trying to be mean. I have friends who are Trump supporters. I really, like I said, my sister and my brother-in-law, Trump supporters. I really do feel sad and sorry for Trump because he's mentally ill. And I feel sad and sorry for the people who have voted for him, which is 70 million, because he has conned you. So I know I said this isn't a political podcast. It's not a political podcast, but it's definitely a political episode because there's nothing else to talk about. And I can't wait until we're done talking about the coronavirus, till we're done talking about Trump. We can have politics be, quote unquote, kind of boring again, and have it be those people doing their job and policies, and not trying to be a reality TV show star. Okay, so gosh, I say all that because I want to get back to work. I want to get back to performing. My husband and I are here. We are celebrating our son, who is starring in Aladdin Jr. with the Alpine Theater Project, and we are performing, or he is performing outside. My husband is flying the rigs for that, which is amazing. And I just love that he's not only a superstar on stage, but he can, you know, he can do crew work like the best of them and just never have an ego about it. My husband is the best and I love him. We are actually coming up with a concert company together again. We are doing some round tables with all the artists that are here in Whitefish, and are starting to create again, you guys. And the deep breath that I feel like my community as artists is going to get when Biden is elected is a knowledge that he's going to do everything he can to get us back to work, to get us all back to work. Because really, our lives have been put on hold since March, at least all of us who are art, who are in live performance and in the arts. And I know that Trump doesn't give a shit about us, Broadway performers. He doesn't care about anyone who's in live theater. Just like I talked about you guys in the middle class, he looks down on us. He thinks we're a joke. We're like the jesters in his court that he wants to entertain him when he's bored. But he doesn't care. He's never once mentioned our industry, even though he's from New York. You guys, he was at my opening of 42nd Street, and I was a fucking jester for him. And he doesn't care about Broadway at all. He never mentions us. He's never mentioned us. So that right there, the billions of dollars that Broadway and live theater and opera and ballet and all of the arts in New York City alone. I'm just talking about New York City. I'm not talking about the world or the rest of the country. He has not mentioned us once. So how on earth would the artists of this country give a shit about Trump or support him just for that one thing alone, aside from the fact that we all know he's a psycho? But you guys, it's amazing. And I actually had a theory, and I'm going to end this episode with this theory that I was thinking about, which I hope it would be amazing if this was actually true. Because of the pandemic, because in March Broadway was shut down, and because most artists live by the shoestring, or by the they live paycheck to paycheck. Let's put it that way. Even Broadway people. New York City is very expensive to live in, and so are major cities. And many, many artists have been displaced because of this coronavirus. Because this is how my husband and I and our friends in Whitefish, how we ended up here in Montana. We were displaced. So we registered to vote in the place that we are now in. A lot of my friends who are artists went back home to their place of, you know, where they were born, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Florida, North Carolina. I've had friends who have moved back to their hometown. So I look at the map, the electoral map and the map of the voting, and I'm wondering if all these artists have something to do with the fact that these big cities are now spreading blue. So it's something to think about. It actually would be a super interesting thing to research. But that aside, you guys, this country's changing and it's still divided, but the demographics of this country is changing and the arts are changing and our expression is changing. And social media has done all of that and more when Obama was president. And then it's now switched into the boil of racism and hate has been given a voice by Trump and also the social media platforms. And now I really hope, you guys, that Biden can do everything to bring us back to center. And the people who supported Trump can somehow realize that they were conned and somehow realize that they're not going to lose their money. They're not going to be worse off. We're all worse off right now because of the coronavirus. I mean, nobody's thriving that I know of in the middle class anyway. So that's Trump, because he inherited, and you can look this up because I have, he inherited a great economy from Obama. He inherited a fantastic economy from Obama and slowly started helping it. And I'm giving him a compliment, you guys. Hold on a second. I'm giving Trump a compliment. He slowly started making the economy a little better, but then coronavirus hit. And now he has done nothing to keep that economy there. His stimulus packages have been kind of bullshit. Let's just be honest. And, you know, I mean, after the end of this year, what are you guys all going to do? I mean, what are we all going to do? There's so many layers to it, but he hasn't helped us, you guys. And I pray to God that Biden is president, that it actually goes through. I really don't see another path for Trump to 270, but I really pray for the future of Trump supporters and Biden supporters that Trump is not president, because he will crush this country. You will be worse off in the middle class. And he, as a rich man, and all of his rich friends who support him will be better off. Oh my God. So I'm so done with this podcast being political. I really don't want it to be political. I really want it to be back to what it is intended to be, which is Confessions of an Actress and the acting community. But it has been stuck in this place since March of coronavirus and politics. And I look forward to having my interview with my dad next week. And my dad is a Biden supporter. So we will talk about how exciting that is. My dad has also lived through a lot of presidencies, you guys. So I'm hoping he'll talk a little bit about that. But I mainly want to talk to him next week about his life as an artist, raising me as an artist, and get off the politics, because I'm exhausted. I'm really exhausted. But know that all I want is for us to be unified. I have performed for people who are from all religions and all political sides. And I really do think of us as a human race. I don't think of us as a divided people. I live in Trump country, you guys. 65% of the people in my town or in this state voted for Trump. And I don't go out into, you know, I don't go to Safeway or go to the store and go like, you know, fuck you and fuck you. Even though it sounds like I'm so mad. I am mad because I'm passionate, because I really want to go up to all the Trump supporters and be like, you don't understand what you're doing. You really don't. And if you do, then you're worse than I thought. But if you don't understand voting for him, what that does. I'm not trying to be elitist by saying that. I really, truly, it's in alignment with his behavior and how he has been the entire time. But again, I want to get off the politics. I want to get back to interviews. I have a lot of amazing people coming up that I'm interviewing, and I really am thankful for you guys for being my listeners, for being engaged, being interested, because sometimes I think, what the hell do they care about any of this stuff? But I'm looking forward to a thriving 2021 for us artists and for getting back to doing what we love. And that's in all regard. Everybody out there who's my listeners, getting back to doing what you love and getting back to entertaining people live, because I really think we're going to need a lot of healing in the future. So on that note, thank you for listening. Please like, share, and subscribe, and follow me on Instagram at Confessions of an Actress. And take care of yourself. And remember that you have to have vision for what you want and be grateful for where you are right now. And I'm grateful for you. Take care of yourself.